KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I play, like I say, I play my app on my phone, the chess game. And like you said, the bishop goes diagonally. The queen can go in different directions, straight back and forth. And the knight has to go, what, two in one direction and one in the next. A different thing. And all the parts. And the pawn can only go ahead by one, and then it can take another one, your opponent's piece, by going diagonally in one spot, one step. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good strategic game. And the more you do stuff like that with your brain, it develops connections for solving problems when you get older. The more people think dynamically and dimensions, the more ability you have to see outside the box, they call it. You'll hear that term as you get older. And the more dynamic you think, and the more out of the box, and not just in one way of looking at something, the more you can solve issues and problems. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I've heard about problem-solving games like that, and what else? Let's just say... I don't know if solitaire is probably a problem-solving game, but let's just say that is as well. But, yeah, I've read about it, and, yeah, what I've read is it definitely helps when you get older and stuff, and what you said with your brain and stuff. That go to you?